Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, as we've looked through these different steps in preparing and being ready to deal with tragedy, we saw that 2 Corinthians 12:10, that Paul gives the reason why he's willing to endure calamity or tragedy. And he says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that's what we end up seeing, that when we are in a time where dealing with distress or calamity or tragedy, it is at those times that we're most often most dependent upon Jesus Christ, when we have to rest upon Him. And this is what is behind what James ends up saying in James 1, 2, when he says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and steadfastness will have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." In other words, James ends up saying that when we have trials in our lives, when tragedy comes our way, it ends up sanctifying us. It ends up making us more dependent on Jesus Christ. And in that, it ends up making us complete. Perfect, meaning the idea of coming to maturity or perfection, completion. And this is what tragedy does in the life of a Christian. It makes us steadfast in our faith. It is something actually that James would say gives us joy. Why would tragedy give us joy? Because it gets us to depend solely on Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and not on ourselves and our ability.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.